James McCabe, union treasurer, said $29 million was allocated to upgrade the steam plant, but nothing's been done there. The sewer system is also crumbling, he said.
Where is this money? And yet we're still furloughing employees, and the ones that are left behind have to operate with band-aids and duct tape. You know, when does this insanity stop?
McCabe alleged military brass is trying to dismantle the blue-collar workforce in order to bring in a private company to perform their functions. That idea was proposed several years ago, but was rejected in Washington. For WAMC in the Hudson Valley, I'm Hank Gross.